the $0 margin deal. So I have a question. It's a long question, not that long, I promise. Okay, so let's dive through real quick. So good. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about the $0 margin deal. So I have a question. It's a long question, not that long, I promise. Okay, so let's dive through real quick. So good day, I'm needing some advice. On Saturday, I had a property walkthrough, an inspection, with the seller on a home that was built in 1943. It's a two bed and one bath. It's been vacant since 2014. The owner owes about $2,000 in taxes, and the comparables, the comps in the area, are going for $70,000 fixed up. Okay. This home will need a full rehab, so I estimated around $45,000 to $50,000 in repairs. It has no central AC. The roof needs to be replaced. The whole nine. My partner and I offered the seller $10,000, but he asked for $20,000 the next day. Deal or no deal? So we have a very simple formula that we use to know if we should offer. It depends on your marketplace. If you want to know that details, you go to dealestimator.com. Dealestimator.com. That's where you find the tools, the free calculators, and how to calculate maximum allowable offers, how to come up with the after repair values in a very simple way that you don't have to stress yourself. All for free. The tool is free. Dealestimator.com. All right. So with that being said, let's just dive in through this question in a more elaborate manner. This is wholesaling, okay? Wholesaling is a real estate investing strategy. Basically, what it means, you pick up contracts, okay? Contracts that locks property at less of what it's worth. And then the idea is to sell that, the rights to the contract for, you sell it at a fee, right? The highest I've gotten paid for one single contract is $82,000. And it could be as low as $1,000 per deal, okay? Averaging about $20,000 to $30,000 per deal. All right. So it's a lucrative business, provided you understand it's about marketing. It's about volume and marketing. If you're about driving for dollars and stuff like that, it becomes a manual labor, and sometimes you get lucky, okay? If you get lucky in the first week or so, you close a deal. Sometimes, if you get lucky, just think about it. It's called luck for a reason. That means it may not happen for the next 1 year, okay? But if you want to build this as a business, you understand it's about marketing, and it's not just about collecting data, driving around. It's about reaching out. It's about turning data into information, turning them into marketing data, and then marketing, okay? Or prospecting. That means actually getting people say, yes, I want to sell a property. You need people. Okay, so without people, data means nothing. Okay, so if you understand that, then it's a very lucrative business. So this question, built in 1943, it's not really much of a useful information right now. Two bedroom, one bath, depends on what part of the country. Some part of the country that decreases the value, because when somebody is buying a home, they need at least three bedrooms, so you can use the space a little bit more creatively. Being vacant since 2014, that could be a pain point, because remember, the idea here is to solve someone's problem. So if a house is just sitting down there vacant and it's costing money, if it's in the right location of the town, it's probably costing money as time goes away, at least property taxes, even if they already paid off the mortgage, at least property taxes is ringing on that property every year, right? And the owner owes about $2,000 in taxes, as you can see. So that person, maybe since 2014, 6 years, maybe their taxes is $300, maybe it's $3,000, maybe it's $12,000 like here in New Jersey, who knows, right? Bottom line, they owe taxes $2,000. Maybe they've been struggling to pay for the taxes, but remember, the property has been vacant since 2014. So at some point, they're gonna get tired of paying for a property that's not producing. The property that's vacant, nobody lives there, is not bringing in rental income. So that's a pain point. That means that's a problem you can solve. And that's the angle you should lead with, because the people that make money in the game are people that solve problems, are people that bring value to the marketplace. And the comps in the area are $70,000. So the property is selling for about $70,000 in the area, okay? So I'm gonna assume the numbers are correct. This home will need a full rehab. So estimated about $45,000 to $50,000 in repairs. Let's assume it's actually done a proper estimate, right? If you're looking for a way, a very quick way as a wholesaler to do a quick estimate, just go to dealestimator.com. Like I said, it's a free tool over there to help you with estimates and keyword estimate, okay? So I estimated around $45,000 to $50,000 in repairs. So I'm gonna assume $50,000, the higher end of the range. In the cost, because it's a cost, and it's, I'm gonna use that as a cushion. So $50,000 property is worth $70,000. It's gonna cost me $50,000 to repair. That means I can't afford to pay more than $20,000 if I want to get into the deal and make no money. Okay, but I do want to make money, of course. So it's already really, really bad. Okay, so $50,000 repair, $70,000 worth. It's looking really bad, right? It has no central AC. Okay, roof, okay, so you offer $10,000, meaning you want to make $10,000, but for wholesaling, there's no room to make money, okay? $10,000 is so, there's no room. They could say they owe $2,000 because somebody got to pay the $2,000 taxes. That means you have a range of $8,000. There's no room, so somebody who drops $70,000, not $70,000, somebody who dropped $50,000 for the repair, another additional $2,000 for the taxes, that's $52,000. Let's say they're paying you $3,000 fees, right? So their cost is up to $55,000. Do you think there's somebody who wants to pay $55,000 only to make $5,000? So do the math, okay? $55,000, right? In cost, in total cost, right? They put the work into the property, right? $55,000 is only worth $70,000, right? So they can potentially make $15,000, right? So what about holding cost? What about closing cost, right? What about these other little fees here and there? The key thing I'm trying to tell you is that there's not enough margin. That's literally like $0 margin, okay? So this conversation needs to go back to the table. It needs to be about, let's see, are they asking anything? They're not saying they're asking for any kind of money or anything like that. This conversation needs to be, let's see, $50,000. That repair cost in that area, I would definitely be avoiding this deal and let people who understand that location figure that out, okay? There's probably a better way that you don't have to pay $50,000 on repair a property that's only worth $70,000 in that area. And by the way, there's a good chance you will run into serious trouble and the repair will cost you 50 times $2,000, that means $100,000. That means you're really, really screwed. So what do I do? Is this a deal or no deal? It could still be a deal. You can get creative. It needs to be a creative deal. That's the key thing. There's always room for a deal, but it needs to be creative. It takes some time. Somebody has to give up some value in order to make this a deal. As long as the seller is motivated, that's the only thing. Once a seller is motivated, it's always a deal. If it's seller, that means the person in control of the property is motivated, meaning they're open to anything that will help them get rid of this piece of crap, then it's always a deal. It's just a matter of coming up with a solution that works for everyone, including yourself. And sometimes you could walk away from a property and help that homeowner and walk away with $1,000. There's nothing wrong with that, because that person can refer people that will make you $50,000 to you. So you should treat everyone equal, regardless of how much you think you're gonna make. But the numbers gotta work. How do you make the numbers work? You need the seller to be motivated. That's the key thing. And that's the verdict on this particular question. So $0 margin deal, can it be a deal? Absolutely. You just need the seller to be motivated. All right. So with that being said, if you want more and more, because this is the only way this is going to work, is volume. You need to have volume of deals going on. If you want more, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Go there and grab this book for free. It's absolutely free. All right. With that being said, it's available in Kindle, audiobook, and paperback if you prefer that. But if you go there right now, I'll give you this, my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets, absolutely for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.